From America's frontier, Nebraska, it's the Outdoor Connection with Rick Windham on News Talk 1240 KODY.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. If you're a deer hunter, you understand what it means to be able to make food plots, put out nutritional supplements, attractants, all that type of thing. And this morning I'm talking with Josh Kinzer, and he is with Big & J Industries, which happens to be right here in Nebraska. Good morning, Josh. How you doing today?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I want to tell everybody that through the miracles of modern technology, we're talking about a company based in Grand Island, Nebraska, but you're sitting in Texas.
Right, and you know, it's funny, y'all had to call my landline because ever since all this has happened, our cell service and internet has gotten so bad that we had to get a landline for the first time in, since before I left for Iraq back in 2003.
It just from overload, is that what it is?
I think so. I think everybody's working from home, and you know, we've struggled. My wife's working from Zoom, you know, doing Zoom all the time with her
right.
work, and you know, but the joys of this too is last week I spent the whole week at our ranch, able to work and get on Zoom conference calls, and the girls were still chasing tadpoles around in the pond.
So. That's great. You're raising them right, partner. Good job.
Oh, it's funny. We actually did. So in that week, you know, we watched the tadpoles really kind of changing into frogs, and so I made a lesson plan out of it, you know, because we're homeschooling them all now, and we watched some National Geographic deals about the life of a tadpole, and we watched some stuff about erosion and water and all that, and then worked on
very cool,
you know, the edge of ponds, and did engineering, PE, and science all in one class.
When my boys were growing up, anytime they came in and said, why does this happen, or you know, I never gave them a straight answer. We always built the experiment in the kitchen and dining room so they could see how to do it.
That's great,
because all my background is all hardcore science, biology and physiology and things like that. So we would create the experiment that would let them run, and something must have paid off. I got one son with two PhDs. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about Big & J. Now, you are the national sales director, is that correct?
Marketing director.
Marketing director, okay. So I'm assuming you must not be the J in Big & J then.
No, you know, it's interesting how I got founded. You know, Jeremy Atkins and another guy, Sean Wooler, really started it. Sean was this guy who was about 7 feet tall, so he was the big. and Jeremy was the J. And honestly, you know, Jeremy's dad, he owns asphalt company, so they're in Grand Island. Jeremy started making this in a plastic swimming pool in his garage.
I'll be darned.
I mean, he had seen some things on cattle feedlots and other things like that where the deer continued to come to it. So
right.
I mean, yeah, this started in a plastic swimming pool in his garage with his wife just kind of going like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I understand that look.
I get it pretty frequently too.
Oh, very cool. Now you get involved in the business.
You know, I've been around these guys for years. I was the vice president over at Texas Trophy Hunters Association and producer for the TV show, which Big
okay.
& J sponsored, because you know, Texas is a huge state for Big & J. Just the amount of hunters we have here is just unparalleled. Plus, I mean, we're just a very large state,
right?
You know, so I became friends with these guys over the years, and when Big & J, you know, it's a separate company, but it's still all of us together, started coming out with Swagger bipods.
I've seen those.
He came to me because of my military experience. He was like, hey, you know, we might need your help with some of these projects. And as Swagger became closer and closer, you know, they sort of asked me, like, hey, what would it take to for you to come over here and manage, you know, the marketing and advertising for both brands? And, you know, I just love working with the guys, and so it was an easy decision.
Very nice. We're good. Now, you mentioned twice now the reference to the military. What branch?
Army.
Army, okay.
I was a reconnaissance scout in the 82nd Airborne.
Very nice. I was wondering, because now in the Marine Corps we refer to it as MOS.
It's the same thing in the Army too.
It,
you know, we Marines and Army both have these ridiculous, you know, abbreviations for overthinking.
Right.
Instead of just calling it a job, you know, military occupational specialty.
Right. Now, when you go, you know, get a book, go look it up, 03118541. That's where I was. And I heard a guy, 0311 is general industry, in infantry in the Marine Corps, and I heard a guy one time refer to it as 0311 walk a lot.
Well, I tell you, what's interesting, you know, is when I quit, I was working in marketing and advertising, had a really good job, and 9/11 happened, and you know, I just felt left out. So I had first decided I was going to go through the Special Forces pipeline. They have a 18 X-ray you can enter. But
right.
I mean, you're training for years before you get it. And I didn't want to miss the Iraq War. I was like, no, I want to. So I saw this video for reconnaissance or cavalry scout. And these guys were riding dune buggies and dirt bikes everywhere, and I was like, "Yeah, I'll do that."
Uh-huh.
I never saw a dirt bike or dune buggy once. I walked everywhere I went.
Oh, yeah, we should visit on that sometime. how many products lines do Big & J offer? And I guess I need to clarify up front, because I mentioned food plots in the introduction, but you guys don't do seeds for food plots, right?
We don't. We've talked about it. We may do that in the future, but we're not right now. You know, we have grown out the product. I mean, the original was the BB squared, and then you have the cube, which is just a compressed, you know, form or a block of
right.
BB squared.
I call them salt licks, like when I put out for cattle.
This one wouldn't be a mineral block like a salt lick. This would be a consumable block. So,
okay.
You know, slightly different. We have that confusion a lot. People are like, oh, I want a mineral block. Well, this is just compressed feed.
Gotcha.
You know, sorry, the allergies here are killing me. I keep coughing. And then we have a few years ago, we came out with Deadly Dust, which is a sweet corn powder. Not field corn, but actual sweet corn, which is way more expensive than field corn.
Yes.
You know, but because of the location of Nebraska, we are able to get sweet corn from local farmers that are right there.
I'm sure you've got farmers contracted to do nothing but that for you.
And so, you know, when you get through those products, we've also got To Die For, which is a blend kind of the two. We've got our mineral products, and those right now are, you know, really picking up. We've got Legit, Head Rush. We've got a couple of different, you know, Deer Dig It, liquid and powder. But really, the new line we got into was sprays. And we've had a lot of fun. You know, we test them, and that's the thing, you know, a lot of people don't understand. I mean, the amount of time we test a product is substantial, you know, so.
Yeah, you don't see that sitting on the shelf, but that's absolutely necessary to make sure it works.
Oh, yeah, from idea to retail shelf is years. So last year we only came out with one as just kind of a soft entry, which was the Liquid Luck spray. This year we're going to have the Deadly Dust spray. It'll be the sweet corn. We'll have a sort of a calming spray for you to use. And we're going to have a synthetic deer urine, an estrus cheese in. But the one I'm most excited about, because it's awesome, is our cedar spray. we've got a cedar oil spray that will, you know, we're calling it Blend In. It is so powerful. I mean, you just spray a little bit, and you are a cedar tree. But that also helps keep bugs away.
Well, that's a good plus.
So we're really excited about those. I'm doing an early season, the early muzzleloader hunt in Kansas, and I can tell you that I will be spraying myself with cedar oil all over it because that was the only thing that saved me last year. Those mosquitoes y'all had in Nebraska and Kansas last August and September were ridiculous.
But a mosquito is actually the state bird of Kansas. Now, for cedar spray, two of the places I normally hunt, one of them is canyon ground that's just full of cedar, so that'd be a natural fit there. And the other one is along the Platte River, but there's cedars intermixed with the cottonwood, so it'd work there pretty well, too. I like that.
Yeah, and, you know, the sprays, I mean, in Nebraska is a state that, you know, y'all have different baiting regulations, you know, to where you can't hunt right over it.
But right.
The sprays open us up to Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, you know, all these different states that don't allow anything. And I'll tell you, you know, down here in Texas, where I hunt in South Texas, where our ranch is, we don't have a canopy. It's, you know, cactus brush, and then it's just straight up in the air.
Right.
I was really thinking that the Liquid Luck spray wouldn't work really good for us. I just thought, hey, it'll just kind of go up in the air. So we did a test, and I'll have to edit the video and put it up. And I sprayed a line across one of the senderos, and then I sprayed a cactus. I didn't put any other bait out. We just sat and watched this field. And out of nowhere, this three-year-old buck just comes running in, sniffs the entire line, circles the cactus, and is just standing there like, what in the world?
Something
and,
new.
I mean, he came right to it.
He felt something. He sensed something new there, had to come check it out, which is what you want.
And so, you know, even with that scent just going straight up without a canopy, I mean, he you know, you're talking, it was probably an hour since we sprayed it, so it stayed around quite a well.
Very nice. Now, with respect to the nutritional supplements that you offer, when should you put those out?
Well, you know, we have five PhD ruminant nutritionists on staff that, you know, they cover the deer side and then our other businesses that are in the cattle. And the answer for me from them and all of my wildlife management is all year long.
Okay.
And, you know, I will tell you right now, in South Texas, we've had a ton of rain. So the brush and the beans, everything, the forage has just bloomed. So I'm not, you know, the activity around the feeders is really, really low. But I want to let them decide I want to let the deer decide when they need it, not me. So, you know, I run some feeders and keep it out. But, you know, even if you can't feed all year long, I mean, making sure minerals are out there. That's something that I think a lot of people forget about because when you think about an antler, you think in protein, 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 but 30% of that antler is mineral.
Calcium.
That's
why
mice chew it up when it hits the field.
Yep.
And secondary to that, you know, if you think about when your wife got pregnant or anybody gets pregnant, well, the doctor first prenatal vitamins. And what's in there? Calcium.
Right.
Well, you know, that's really important for the pregnant mamas, and especially when they're nursing, to have it out. And I like to keep that mineral out. We have two products that have high concentrations of calcium and phosphorus in Head Rush and Legit, and that intake will go up and down with their natural browse. But I like to have it out. You know, in the hunting season, they're usually eating acorns and things like that, that they don't need as much mineral, but I like to keep it out year-round.
Okay. We're going to have to take a short commercial break, but when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more on the attractants side and then maybe throw a scenario at you on how to get your piece of property that you're hunting ready with some of your products. So
sure.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after these messages.
Last Sunday, the mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, delivered the State of the City message. It was pretty bleak. It was pretty bad. May not want to get up tomorrow if you heard it. Garcetti warned residents L.A. was under attack from the coronavirus. The economic fallout be worse than the 2008 downturn. Mayor Garcetti said thousands of city workers going to have to be furloughed. Many government programs are run out of money. Now, the president of the SEIU union, Local 721, Bob Schoonover, he was quick to react. He said the mayor can't call the men and women of his union heroes and then turn around and balance the city budget on their backs. Really? You think he can't do that, Bob, old buddy, old pal? You just watch. The next day, the Los Angeles Times ran a column about Governor Gavin Newsom's plan to give money to illegal immigrants during the pandemic. Payments of $500 will go to each illegal worker with a cap of $1,000 per household. The Illegal Immigrant Fund will dish out $75 million. It's going to be distributed by pro-illegal immigrant activist groups, maybe out-of-work union people. The columnist gloats, there's nothing Trump can do about it. So there's no money for Democrats to pay city workers, but they can come up with $75 mil for illegal aliens, and they brag that Trump can't stop them? It's not Trump needs to be stopped. It's Gavin Newsom, in a nutshell.
There isn't a farmer or rancher who hasn't been impacted by the coronavirus. Yet, despite the uncertainty of what lies ahead, you're still working. And at Farm Credit Services of America, we're still working too, with the capacity to meet your financial and risk management needs, and the expertise to support you through this challenging time. At Farm Credit Services of America, agriculture continues to work here. Call us at 800-884-FARM.
Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Showers in the area today, mainly before noon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and breezy. Some sunshine is possible during the afternoon. Highs top out near 64 degrees. Winds north, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. And tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear. And lows drop to 35. Weather is brought to you by North Platte Airport with daily jet service to Denver and beyond. Book at united.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Josh Kinzer this morning, and we're talking about Big & J Industries and some of the attractants and nutrient supplements they make for deer hunting. We talked a little bit about the nutritional part, but now I want to zero in more on the attractants, Josh. The Liquid Lux spray that you talked about, that to me, that's definitely an attractant. When should you put that? How long does it take to work? And I suppose that depends on your deer population right around there.
Well, you know, it almost has like a caramel spray. I got a funny story from some buddies that have an outfitting place in Kansas, right there on the Nebraska line. And they had hunters coming in, and they ran out of their cover scent spray. So they thought, well, we'll just use this Big & J Liquid Lux, spray it on their feet as they're walking in and out. Well, they walked to the back of the blinds, the pop-up blinds, right?
Uh-huh.
So what they were having is they were having this issue with deer coming up to the back of the blind and following their footsteps. So they had to make a rule that, hey, when you walk into the blind, come in and walk up to the front.
But, that's a good testament to the product, man.
It's amazing. You know, you think about it. If your nose, if you can smell that,
deer are thousands times more sensitive than us. Yeah.
And I think the difference is with our sprays, they're oil based, so they stay around a whole lot longer.
Right. They'll stick on whatever and hold there.
And you know, I've just seen deer react to it over and over again. So I think it'll be really good for a place like Nebraska where, you know, you all can have feed out during the hunting season, keep it going during the hunting season, but then at your hunting location, using the spray, the Liquid Lux spray or the Deadly Dust spray to get the deer to come right in your shooting lane.
I want to try some of that. That's That's good. Where I have mapped out my hunting zones, they're near cattle operations, so there's feed out for the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
They've got corn everywhere else, so it's like deer nirvana. the deer have everything they need. And the people that come here to hunt with me, and particularly guys that grew up in Texas, which I grew up in Texas, hunting deer in Texas, and came up here and I was in college and shot my first doe, and it was a 170-pound doe. And I'm thinking, good Lord, man, they got nuclear-grade deer up here.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I learned more biology and understand they have to have the body mass for the winters and all that stuff, I understand it. But the guys that come up from the south and take them out and we shoot a deer, they're thinking, good Lord, these things are, you know, we'll saddle them up.
yeah, I mean, they look like mules.
Yep. They love it. But I tell them, I said, it's going to taste totally different when you get it home and fix it from other than where you came from, because our deer up here are corn-fed just like the cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a world of difference. If you're
absolutely. I mean, you know, you get a deer, especially here in the hill country where we live, like down in South Texas, we don't have acorns, but, you know, you kill a deer around October or early November when we have a big acorn drop. I mean, there's a major difference in the taste.
Mm-hmm. The old saying about you are what you eat really applies.
Yeah, and I don't like eating acorns. I've never enjoyed it.
If thinking of Nebraska, have you had a chance to hunt up here?
I have.
Okay.
You know, we've turkey hunted up there, and then I've done early season Nebraska, and it's one of those things that where I have meant to come do the late muzzleloader season every year,
right?
And, you know, just something happens. But I know y'all are gonna hate me saying this, but I miss the cold weather and the snow. I'm originally from Virginia, and so hunting early season Nebraska is not really what I want to do. I want to go there when it's, you know, snowing and cold, and so that's my goal. I'm hoping to do that this late muzzleloader season y'all have.
Well, we can probably accommodate you.
We've got Jeremy's got a little farm there outside of Grand Island, and we have like a company lease that has some ground it's along the river, and you know, it's good deer population. I mean,
excellent. Yeah,
it's insane. You sit there and I've cooked burgers out there at the farm before and just tried to count how many deer, and you lose count every, you know, you get them to 50 or 60 with them coming out in the field. But, I'm really looking forward to it.
If you're looking at a new piece of ground and you haven't hunted it a lot or haven't even scouted it a lot, what product would you recommend, like maybe your attractant sprays? Would you, put it out there and see what happens so you can kind of gauge it?
You know, we actually had a really good podcast on the Feed the Hunt deal that we do with a guy out in Utah who uses our products for mule deer, and he talked about it. Like, you know, he uses our products as much to scout an area as he does for anything else, you know. He found some canyon that he was all excited about, and he kept putting a trail camera on our products and putting it down there, and, you know, as good as it looked on the map, there just weren't any good mule deer down there. And then, you know, he had the opposite of this place that he found that he was like, this isn't going to be any good, and sure enough, you know, stuff shows up. So I think that the scouting part of it is a huge deal, you know, to let you know, hey, not only what's out there, but what their patterns are, and it gives you a whole different view. I can think of so many times where I've gone in and had a stand set up and like, this is the best. And then you start looking on the trail camera and you're like, you know what? I really need to be on the other edge of the field.
Uh-huh.
I think that, you know, and of course you've got to set your trail cam up to where you can see things. I mean, you can't just have it, plot watchers and things like that are great too, because you can see the way they're coming in and out of fields. But I would feed and use for scouting as much as, you know, when you're talking about a new place, where and how to get in there, as I would seeing what deer are there.
I have the luxury of, and I'm old school, you know, I have trail cams, I don't like using them. I like sitting out there and watching.
Hey, and trail cameras, they've gotten to the point where they only work about half the time, and that's the thing. You get everybody down for a lease work weekend, and that's all everybody wants to do is tricks. Trail cam pictures. So
yeah.
I'm with you. I like sitting with a spotting scope far away and doing it. But you know, that's the trail cameras. I mean, well, especially the cell ones. You know, I got pictures this morning from mine in South Texas, and it showed me that, well, there was a cow back in a pasture where it wasn't supposed to be, but you know, I got them this morning. But I think when you start getting, you know, because corn is great. We all know corn is great as an attractant.
Right.
But it's basically candy. You know, with BB squared, it's got fat, it's got protein. And I tell people, still feed in the rut. Everybody's like, oh, but it's the rut. I'm telling you, those bucks are, you know, especially your big bucks that are losing 60 pounds chasing does, once they taste BB squared and realize the energy and the nutrition they get from it, they'll come in, and they may only feed for a minute or two, but they know, and their body feels good after they do it, so they keep coming back. And, you know, when it's hot and heavy and they're chasing does, I mean, I've killed several bucks in South Texas the last couple of years using that during the rut. Because, you know, when it heats up, it's Mach 5, and you're just right. Like, oh, there was a huge buck. You know, and you can't get them to just stop. And
yeah.
It's a great tool during the rut that I think a lot of people forget about.
We're running out of time, so I need to let people know, where can they find more information about Big & J products?
We've got a lot of great information on our website, bigandj.com. You know, we've got an Instagram and Facebook page that we put a lot of stuff on. And, you know, we also do a lot of stuff, video content that is on, we have our own Roku channel called Feed the Hunt, YouTube channel, and we're also, you know, if you get on Amazon Prime, you can find some of our videos.
Are you set up to let people order online?
Yes, we are. And actually, you know, with everything that's going on, I mean, you know, the shipping,
right.
You know, we can't control what FedEx and UPS charge, but if you do want some delivered to your front door, we've given a 25% off code. The code's easy to remember. Social distance.
Very good. Josh, I appreciate you taking the time for talking with me this morning. Get out and teach those girls some more about nature. That sounds great.
Well, it's my oldest 9th birthday today, so they want to go do a hike.
Very good.
Down by the river, so we're gonna go see what frogs and tadpoles we can find.
Happy birthday to her.
Well, thanks a lot.
See you later. Take care, sir.
Take care. Bye.
That's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.